Did you see the docuseries Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV? Well, if that shocked you, then this story of what happened to a number of young teen guys just trying to make it in Hollywood may shock you even more. I'm Patty Steele. The inner workings and the depravity of Den. That's next on The Backstory.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
The Backstory is back. If you are young and obsessed with the idea of making it in Hollywood, it's kind of easy to see how people with money and connections can look like a seductive path forward. Well, that's what happened to so many young guys back in the late 1990s when they were introduced to the men that ran the Digital Entertainment Network, otherwise known as Den. Den was a pretty ambitious venture, an early attempt to revolutionize how we consume media with internet-based content. The guys at Den aimed their programming at teens and young adults, with original programming streamed online. It was brand new thinking at the time. Really quickly, Den had a huge buzz in Hollywood, not just for its pioneering technology, but also for its insane parties. A-list celebrities showed up at the nearly 13,000-square-foot mansion in Encino, California, that Den's founder, Mark Collins Rector, shared with his business and life partners. They were Chad Shackley, whom Mark met when Chad was still in high school, and former child actor Brock Pierce from the Mighty Ducks flicks. Boys as young as 13, 14, 15 years old were invited into the Den's inner sanctum for those parties. Among the Hollywood elite who partied there and also invested in Den with the promise of meeting the bright young stars of tomorrow were X-Men director Bryan Singer, as well as legendary media mogul David Geffen. So Den had a red-hot moment in the spotlight with those huge investors, and at one point was valued at more than $100 million. But pretty soon, the talk about what went on in that mansion began to impact the business. Word was Collins Rector and others were sexually assaulting those young teen boys. Finally, in the summer of 2000, a federal grand jury criminally indicted him for transporting minors across state lines for sex. That's human trafficking. Several young boys said that he had plied them with drugs and threatened them with a gun for refusing to have sex with him. And they said that they were passed around at parties to powerful older men like they were party favors. After his indictment, Collins Rector fled to Spain along with Shackley and Pierce. But 2 years later, they were nabbed by Interpol, living in the city of Marbella. Shackley and Pierce weren't charged, but Mark Collins Rector was put in prison. Guns, machetes, and child porn were found in the house. Mark fought extradition for almost 3 years before returning to the U.S., where he pleaded guilty. He had to register as a sex offender, and he was sentenced to time served in that Spanish prison where he says he was tortured. A lot of folks thought the sentence was way too light, but it effectively ended his career. At the time, he maintained he fled from the U.S. because he believed that David Geffen, his investor and arguably one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, wanted to destroy him. Geffen, of course, denies all that. In 2006, a U.S. court gave Mark special permission to go to the U.K. to get treatment for a brain tumor. While there, he renounced his U.S. citizenship and has never come back to the United States. For many years now, he's been living in a one-bedroom apartment in Antwerp, Belgium. Quite a comedown. At the age of 64, he now uses several names, including Mark Collins and Morgan Von Phoenix, as he tries to create content of some sort. As far as his cohorts, well, Chad Shackley now lives a very simple life in his hometown of Bay City, Michigan. Brock Pierce has had a more colorful couple of decades. After separating himself from Mark Collins' rector and Chad Shackley, he went on to become an entrepreneur. In the mid-2000s, he was semi-connected to the late investment mogul and sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein, but nothing nefarious turned up there. He's come a long way since the Mighty Ducks and the Den, though. After getting involved early in the cryptocurrency marketplace with Bitcoin, it's now estimated he's worth $2 billion. Not surprisingly, he has little interest in talking about Mark Collins' rector. Much like the Harvey Weinstein story and countless others we've seen since the rise of the Me Too movement, the story of Den highlights how predators can exploit Hollywood's allure to abuse the most vulnerable. That's pretty heartbreaking. Sure hope you're enjoying The Backstory with me, Patty Steele. And if you would, I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe. And also, if you have a story you'd like me to dig into and share, please DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.